So it's episode 46 now of PS does WE. I forget we're on camera. So that's exciting. Tom McGuire's here.
Hiya.
Has anything happened?
With what?
The world of professional wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Should we get rid of the stuff that isn't really happening first?
What do you mean?
Well, like Raw and SmackDown.
What does that mean?
Well, nothing really happened on them, did they? Apart from Kevin Owens got thrown off a thing in a toilet.
Yeah, I'm rewatching that.
Because everyone thinks that kind of stuff's funny.
Yeah.
Well, Vince does.
I mean, they are. I get the comedy shtick of it, but I thought it was great the other week when they flipped the car. And obviously, they've gone for something a bit. But I think they might be trying too hard. Yeah. Maybe.
That was at the end of Raw. Before that, well, it was announced that at Extreme Rules, the next WWE pay-per-view Extravaganza, which is next week, isn't it?
Yep, next Sunday.
Nothing else is going on next Sunday.
No, actually, right. Hang on.
I think it's Sunday, 15th.
So it's this Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday. It is Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler, 30-minute Ironman match.
I don't know, but if you're going for an Ironman match, it's 30 minutes in. I mean, you can have a regular 30-minute match.
Yeah, they've got to fit everything else in, haven't they?
Like what?
I don't know.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. It could be good.
Yeah.
Both very good workers.
They'd be better than most of the other things on the card. It's probably going to be the match of the night.
Do you think so?
Well, what's going to beat it?
AJ Rusev, maybe?
No.
Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke might be good. That actually might be good. But the match of the night, I know already what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
Nah.
Kenny Zaxxon beat Matt Hardy. Are they beating him going to win the titles?
No. Although it would be it's the sort of thing where WWE be right to pull the trigger on him.
Yeah, so they probably won't then.
Yeah.
Dr. Shelby was on with Bayley and Sasha.
Now, it was I said last week it might be the same therapist or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was. And he thought he's still all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's still all right.
The Authors of Pain are back. They beat Titus Worldwide.
Worldwide.
With Dana Brooke. Reigns and Rollins beat Ziggler and
McIntyre,
yeah. Yeah. Disqualification. Stop doing disqualification finishes.
They do a lot of them, don't they?
Because the you know, our friends, the Revival, we like the Revival, they got involved.
Yeah, did you see the tweet that the Revival, I forget who it was, one of the Revival sent Kurt Angle and said, we just beat your big dog twice in 2 weeks, something. And Kurt replied, probably might get told off for this. You beat him in two meaningless matches, something like that, blah, 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 blah. We'll see how you go next week or something. And like the best tweet I saw in response to it was, what the Raw GM meant to say was there are no meaningless matches on Raw.
Baron Corbin and Finn Balor did a thing.
Now, are we liking the change of character for the Constable?
I'm still not bothered.
Why?
I'm not interested in Baron Corbin. Just not interested. What we are interested though is Liv Morgan, who's part of the currently depleted Riot Squad.
Why are they depleted again?
Because Ruby Riott's injured. Although
yeah, but
like
how badly?
Well, it sounds like not as bad as they thought. It sounds like it's just a strain, so she'll be back in a few weeks.
Right, I think
she lost to Ember Moon, who we like as well. So I don't know what's going on there.
I don't remember this one. Was it a good match?
It was all right. Roman Reigns was back. Because what we need is more Roman Reigns. And him and Big Bob beat the Revival by disqualification, because there's not enough disqualifications. Mojo Rawley, who appears to be getting a bit of a push.
Yeah. Well,
mid-card
push.
Yeah, but he beat Thingy Bob at Madison Square Garden as well. Bobby Roode, who appears to be on the downward. He needs to tell him, he'll say his music's crap or something. Nia Jax beat Mickey James. Yeah. Because, of course, coming up, Alexa Bliss versus Nia in an Extreme Rules match. Because we all remember how well that went down at Extreme Rules last year with Bayley and Alexa.
Mm.
With the Canes.
What a great. I think Bayley's still not recovered from that.
And,
if anything, she's gone worse.
Braun Strowman pushing man off the thing with the toilet.
Yeah, I'm going to sneeze.
Sneeze. So that was that was Raw. And this week should be exciting, of course, because it's the build-up for... it's the last one before the event. Yeah. So something might happen.
But let's talk about Roman and the Revival and Bobby.
And Bob.
What does it gain them? I understand that they're trying to build the feud between Bobby and Roman, but why have the Revival in this?
Because I guess they're not doing anything, are they?
Yeah, but they could do
They have a bit of credibility in the fact that people think they're real wrestlers, or they're portrayed as, you know, like throwbacks. So at least they're an actual legitimate tag team, as opposed to like some jobbers. Like, if you put the Fashion Police out there, not that I want to call the Fashion Police jobbers, but they wouldn't have the same impact, would they?
No, I understand
these
that.
These two appear to be proper professional wrestlers. Even if they're not pushed, they're the lowest bit of the totem.
Dude, I totally understand that, but I think if you're going to build a Roman versus Bobby feud, it should be not them teaming up, and it should be something like Pick Your Poison. Here's what I've got for you. Maybe a challenge, maybe just a promo. What's wrong with doing it like
that? What's the Spanish phrase? Parejas Incredibles or something. Incredible partners. Yeah. Tag team you don't expect to team up with each other. It's one of those.
The mega powers.
It's the wacky tag team that don't get along gimmick. So it's surprising they haven't been given the championships, because that's the old fashioned one, isn't it? So you had all those tag teams around 97, 98, 96, where you had like Austin and Mankind, or Austin and Doolove, or whatever, Shawn Michaels and Austin, all these random people being the world champions. Even, you know. When they used to give out the belts every couple of weeks.
You mean the tag titles? Yeah.
Well, every belt in those days would change all the time.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad they're little kind of... We've turned almost a bit of a corner in recent years of longer reigns, haven't we? Yeah.
Well, it makes it mean more, even though they don't. Yeah. But it should... in theory, it means more. Then it was SmackDown. Team Hell No were on there and doing some bits... And not doing bits as in Love Island. That's a different program. Who would you like to see in professional wrestling Love Island? CM Punk can host it because he's got the most experience.
Richard.
So the Usos, I've spoiled what happens now. Team Hell No come out and do an interview. And like...
Again,
apologising for all the things he's done wrong.
But it's Renee.
Like Danny Bryan saying, but you did this and this and this.
But it's Renee doing, you know... She's all right, like I said. She's good in the Mean Gene role, isn't she?
Yeah. And she's small as well.
What was that to do anything?
Because you don't want to make the wrestlers look small. You know where that Stephanie comes out in high heels and he's massiver than everyone, apart from Nia? So it makes him look small.
Right.
At least Renee looks like a normal-sized person next to, like, Kane to make him look a giant.
Yeah.
Even though he's not really a giant.
So the Usos heel... Now,
well, they flitter between.
Yeah,
it's like Rusev. Is he a heel or not?
It shouldn't be. But and that's what I said. We do live in the age of tweeners, don't we?
Yeah. But like, he's not, is he? But he is. So the Usos came out and said, "Oh, you don't deserve a tag team title shot because like you just come back," which is, you know, actually
quite true and quite fair.
I can't remember, the heels are not supposed to lie, but they come out and say, "Well, you don't deserve one." So like, he's right. And they hugged each other so they could get four title shots, because that's why Team Hell No got one.
Yeah.
But Paige, she's not having it.
Quickly.
Well, they did fight at the end, and they said, if you win, you can go in. It's a triple threat match at Extreme Rules. Lost. Spoiler alert.
But can we talk really quickly about...
My boys, the
club, they're trying to sell their T-shirts on YouTube, and I love the video. They're really good together, obviously. But Abs Anderson, my boy Carl... Looking fantastic recently. Have you seen the shirt he was trying to sell? Rather than OGBC, just OG, so I could reveal the abs. Wouldn't work well on myself or yourself.
No, that is fair. That's why I don't buy like the women wrestler T-shirts, because I think I look a bit of an idiot with Alexa Bliss's face on. But I might wear the Bailey I'm a Hugger T-shirt for the podcast next week.
Right.
I might do.
Jeff Hardy versus Miz, did you enjoy?
It was all right, wasn't it? In the Independence Day, even though it wasn't United States Open Challenge. It's all right.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Independence Day, we did miss the New Day's pancake thing.
Well, that was after, you see.
Because Sanity.
Came out and ruined it, yeah. So that was good, because no one likes the pancakes.
I'm sick of this pancake shtick. Like I said, they got themselves hot again, the New Day, and then they should have pulled the trigger. They don't learn.
You can't buy a T-shirt with the pancakes on. Pancake power. It's like the new Bootios, isn't it? But not as good.
Yeah, Bootios, which peaked around WrestleMania 32.
When had that massive,
the massive cereal box. Center. And then they hosted WrestleMania 33.
Yeah.
And then 34, were they in action? Yeah, they were. They were against the Bludgeon Brothers, were they? With alongside the Usos.
Usos.
But yeah, they've peaked. Byron Saxton annoys me, as ever.
He looked good in that hat, though.
No, he didn't. He's a tit.
Oh,
that's
a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, whatever. But Sanity, glad they're coming out. I'd like them to be just straight up heel.
Yeah.
And then get them maybe against the Bludgeons round Survivor Series time. Be very, very good. Forward planning for you here.
Planning. It's all about. Then Asuka and James Ellsworth had a double count out.
I can't believe they ended that on a double count out, well, though. Mate,
next
come
week
on.
Should be a lumberjill match. Not a lumberjack match. Stop saying it's a lumberjack match. It's women, it's a lumberjill match.
What's the difference?
Because, well, I don't really want to explain on this family podcast.
But it's a lumber. They've said it's a lumberjack match.
Like,
they've said that, but you're saying it's a Jill.
Lumberjill match.
Well, no, they've said Jack, so why are you going against the.
Because women lumberjacks are lumberjills.
Yeah, but we're living in 2018. Things change, Richard.
Like lumber people. Then.
No, look, Jack isn't a people.
Yeah, it's a person.
Whatever.
I don't know. It could be anything.
I honestly cannot believe this ended in a double count out, though, because
be what you want to be.
How bad has it been the recent weeks with just shitty finishes?
I'm
liking Carmella, though, as heel.
Yeah.
You got to tell me she's growing on you. Surely
no,
she is.
No. But I'm not,
poor
not
form.
I'm just not too fussed. She just meh. Wikipedia says it's still a lumberjack match, but I'm telling you. Yeah, serious, right? Female wrestlers serving in this manner are sometimes called lumberjills. There you go. I didn't just write that on either. I've been banned from editing Wikipedia. Once changed the dart player's nickname on there, and brilliantly enough, it stuck, and they're calling it on the telly.
No, you didn't.
No, they do. They do.
So you're saying you've influenced a nickname for someone?
I've influenced the nickname of a professional wrestler. Of a professional darts player, yeah.
I don't believe you.
Right. Go on. You.
I'm not doing this, right?
Yeah,
we'll do,
no. Search for Madars Razma. Madars. Razma. Razma. Right. Darts database profile.
Yeah, but that's not Wikipedia.
No, what's it say? What's his next nickname is? Razmataz, with one Z. We put that on Wikipedia. So if you've got a Wikipedia, we put it on there. He didn't have a name, and we put it on there. Razmataz, we edited it. That was us. And when he comes out on the telly, that's what they call him.
Jesus.
AJ Styles beat Aiden English.
Yeah.
That was
could to be expected, but yeah. Becky versus Peyton.
Yeah, that was
your favourite Iconics were out.
My favourite Iconic, yeah. Of the two, she's my favourite. Yeah.
Is she really?
I think so. Although Billy Kay is growing on me more than Carmella is. Becky Lynch needs to invest in some more hard wearing tights, because I mean, the stockings, right? Not a tight tights, because they keep getting holes in them. They're going to cost her a fortune on the road. Those stockings. Gets up to Ann Summers or something. And then Team Hell No beat the Usos.
Don't go to Ann Summers, Becky. Now,
I imagine their stockings are quite high quality. I don't know, I've never worn them.
For God's sake. Yeah, Team Hell No beat Justin Uso. First match in 5 years. 5 years. So 2013 was their last match. Was that when D-Bry started peaking? I thought. It's got to be longer than that. It has to be longer than that. But the thing is, though, and I said this last week and I'll say it again, no one has a bad word to say about Glenn.
No,
Jacobs, good old
the
Kane,
mayor.
And like you hear, like there's certain podcasts that have talked about him. So the CM Punk one, things like that. The way he's talked about, they were trying to form a group with him and someone else to make with the Big Show, and he loves him to death. He wanted Kane as well, I think, at one point or something. It might have been said, but yeah, he's a solid worker for a man of his age as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Undertaker's come back, and we're going to talk about it during the news section.
Yes.
Ken, actually, for his age, is still really good, whereas
yeah,
Undertaker is no longer as good.
No. Well, Undertaker's been injured for years, I mean.
Yeah.
Should have retired when he retired.
Yeah. I don't know how much age difference is, to be fair, between Kane and Undertaker. Probably a few. I'll find that out. But anyway, all right.
It's easy enough to find out. We've got the internet.
Yeah, yeah. You tell me your news.
Well, the sport starting 25th of July, I think.
And have you seen some of the calendar, the roster?
Tell me about the roster on ITV's World of Sport.
Some of them that I've seen.
Can't be the 25th. That's a. Is it 25th of August it's starting? Yeah, that's a Saturday. 25th of August, I beg your pardon.
Okay.
I saw Cal Val's on it.
Martin Kirby's on it. Yeah. Joe Hendry's on it. Yeah. A few others, I can't remember now.
Some of the others.
But I love Martin Kirby and I love Joe Hendry.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good start then.
I can't think of the others for some reason.
I'm trying to get the...
Doesn't matter.
Roster. Yeah, anyway. It'd be interesting to see how it goes, won't it? Because obviously it's a big opportunity for... professional wrestling. We both kicked on the same link, which is amazing because we're on different computers. It's gonna be interesting.
Here we are. Yeah. So David, David Boy Smith Jr.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Will Ospreay, which is a huge draw.
Yes.
Huge for me. He's going to be the new chief. The executive is Wade Barrett. So he's gone from being the GM of.
Defiant.
I couldn't think of the name of it then. Defiant to now World of Sport Wrestling. Yeah. I don't think... No, you're right about the name. It's really not...
What, World of Sport?
It's too long.
Well, yeah, it doesn't need to be called World of Sport.
Yeah.
Because it's not World of Sport. It was a thing... anyway.
Joe Hendry's on, like I say.
Kaylee Ray.
Adam Flex. Max Ted, who's apparently a former Love Island star.
Yeah.
And Kaylee Ray! Yeah. Kaylee Ray! I like
Viper,
Kaylee Ray.
I'll be watching.
Love Kaylee Ray, actually.
I've still not signed up for Viper's Patreon. You'd be pleased to know.
I think Rampage is in as well, but
yeah.
That's good. So it's a pretty decent roster. Yeah. British talent, so good. So that's...
It just depends on how well it's booked and how well it's presented. Because if you present it in a... comedy fashion, it will fail.
How many weeks have they got?
Is it a 10-week series? So
that's good. Oh, they need to basically then just make a 10-week, maybe even 2 5-week stories.
Well, they need to do it like I've never watched Lucha Underground, but that's like a contained series,
seasons.
Yeah,
they do it in seasons. Yeah, 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 I get
it's
you.
A contained thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just don't like the name. I don't think the name doesn't work. I know we've been through this before. But the name doesn't work because. World of Sport went off the air in 1985, 33 years ago, right? You weren't born then. I was about 4 years old when it finished. I remember professional wrestling carrying on ITV. It was on for another 3 years. I remember watching it on a Saturday afternoon. But it wasn't called World of Sport at that point. It was just called professional wrestling. It doesn't
inventive.
Need to be called World of Sport. It just needs to be called something different.
Well, we can't do anything about it now. That's what we're going to have to get used to. It. Just for me, it's a bit of a long name.
Yeah,
never mind.
Well, yeah.
But best luck to them.
WOS sounds right, wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little. Oh, don't mind. All right.
How old's Kane?
51, whereas Undertaker's 53.
Oh, 53, yeah. Right.
So there's not much difference, but do you see my point that I'm making?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's less broken down, isn't he?
Essentially, yeah. That's my point. And he's also wrestled more.
Yeah, I guess so, in recent years.
In recent years, definitely. Right, carry on with your news.
Fandango's out. He's injured his shoulder. A left labrum tear.
Da-da.
Don't know what Tyler Breeze is going to be doing now. He tweeted... Well, damn.
Tyler well, damn.
I like Tyler Breeze. I like that series he does with Xavier Woods on Up and Down Down, where they play GM mode on SmackDown something or other.
It might be 2006. Yeah, yeah, I know the one you're about.
Have you seen the episode last week where they played Wheel of Fortune with Mike Kanellis?
No.
And Baron Corbin did a running.
I haven't
that
seen
was,
it,
that
no.
was good. That was good.
I had seen that, no. But
Baron Corbin did a running and sat on Xavier Woods.
I did see Xavier Woods.
Which I'm sure I've seen. Oh, no, I don't know.
I saw Xavier Woods a couple of weeks ago tweeting about it was some sort of anniversary or some kind of special date for him for Up Down Down, and I think he's done terrific work. I mean, no offense, he was always going to succeed.
And I like watching people
I'm really
play
happy.
Video games, which is random.
Yeah, really
like
happy
it.
For him. Really
so
happy
it's
for
good.
Him.
I like it. Do you want any more news, or you've got some news?
Yuki, going through your news.
Well, should we talk about the big news, which is of course that we don't know yet when. WWE Universal Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar, will be defending his title. But we do know that at some point in the future, because apparently he's now submitted to drugs testing. He will be challenging for the UFC Heavyweight Championship of the World because Daniel Cormier beat Stipe Miocic.
First round.
Saturday. He's now a two division champion.
Yes.
So he's also the light heavyweight champion. And Cormier challenged him. He said, come and fight me. And Lesnar.
He wasn't quite like that.
Pieces of shit.
It wasn't quite like that.
Well. And,
I've watched it. Have you?
Yes.
So Cormier comes out. And well done to him. Two divisions. Dana White's a big fan of his as well. Like, thinks that he said something in his post-match press conference, Dana White. If DC was his only champion for the next 11 years, he'd have been happy because he knows he's a guy who he can trust and obviously and does well with media, things like that. Post-match, Cormier basically ushers in Lesnar. Now, Lesnar was pretty much ringside.
Yeah, yeah.
He was next to the door. So, to me, yeah, this is maybe a touch staged. But he comes in and he points. And I'm going to say, because obviously, so if you're soft of hearing or you don't like swear words,
well, I said the word shit,
cover your ears now.
It's a quote.
I'm pretty sure he says, "Oh, you want to call my ass out, motherfucker?"
Yeah.
And then he pushes him.
Off-com, what line?
Then did you see the guy who was about 3 feet shorter than Brock push him? He's like, I was like, what are you doing? But it kicks off big time. Cormier, I think that's a big money fight, apparently.
Hey, if people bought into Hay and Bellew, which was the biggest load of bollocks ever, wasn't it?
What, twice?
Yeah. Then they'll buy into an actual fight.
No, of course. But obviously this raises questions about Brock's position with WWE, but we'll come on to that after I've said. So, like, Dana White's obviously got the biggest cheesy grin on his face when he says calm down and all this. Brock breaks the camera. Did you see the crack in the lens? Breaks the camera when he says he'll, you know, fight him and he'll beat him, and he calls him a motherfucker one more time live, and then bang, it's pretty much set. So that's probably realistically September, maybe probably September at push.
Yeah.
November, maybe. I think it might be more likely.
Well, it depends on when, if he's only just submitted to drug testing, it would be January, more likely.
Ah, right, okay.
Time frame. You have to be in this testing pool for so long.
But he can still do WWE events. Now, there was questions about his SummerSlam status last week.
Drop the title then and...
Perhaps. But I think has been proven. The last time we saw Brock was the Great Royal Rumble, which was when?
Months ago. I can't remember.
I actually can't remember when it was.
I think defended the title for 70-odd days, so that gives you a clue. It took a couple of months.
I'm actually frustrated. I can't actually figure it out now.
Just say
when was it? Right, and it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're right. So, here's my question to you, Richard.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar. Should he drop the title?
Well, yes, because you don't want him losing in the UFC if he's the champion, which I know is an old-fashioned thing and we all know it's fixed. But still... That's
what, UFC?
Yeah. You need to believe that he can't be the... I don't think he can be the champion going in.
April 27th was Greatest Royal Rumble. So in... As of recording this podcast, in 2 and a bit weeks, that will have been 3 months... That's very poor. That's my phone going off. Apologies.
Sorry, my phone's going to tell me that quiz is on at 3 anyway. So,
right. So, yeah, I think personally I would have him drop the title.
Because
the WWE didn't need it. But obviously Vince doesn't want to piss off a big draw.
No. Well, this kind of links into something else. I know you've got loads of news, but...
Go on.
We've been talking for weeks, stroke, months, stroke, 46 episodes, how... They've dropped the ball on Roman Reigns.
Yes.
He has had so many opportunities and not been given the world title, hasn't he?
Yeah.
If you on the WWE Network last week, did you see the hidden gem?
No.
It was the Lex Luger's push to become world champion in 93. Basically, what happened is... Yokozuna is on the USS Intrepid, some warship or whatever, on July the 4th in New York. And they say, come down and slam Yokozuna. So they get all these like WF people, Randy Savage, the Steiner brothers, Crush, some NFL people, and they all try to pick him up, but they can't do it. But then Lex Luger arrives on a helicopter, because he's been a heel at this point, but like, because Hogan's gone and they need some kind of new big muscly blonde fella, they pick Lex Luger. So he comes off this helicopter, slams Yokozuna, and turns into all-American hero Lex Luger. He goes around the USA on a bus, which you can watch on this footage. Three hours of footage of him doing interviews and stuff. And then he gets to SummerSlam 93, and it's the main event is Lex Luger versus Yokozuna for the WWF title.
Okay.
If he loses, he can never have another shot at the title. So well, at this point, right, how do you book that match? He wins the world title, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No, he wins by count out.
Oh.
So he wins by count out. He gets like all the other wrestlers come down and lift him on his shoulders, a ticker tape and balloons flying down. He's won by count out. And everyone's like, after that, because the story goes Vince was going to give him the world title, but then thought, no, we'll hold it off to WrestleMania because that's bigger. Because everyone loves WrestleMania, it's the big event of the year. But by the time they got to WrestleMania, people got bored of Lex Luger. Mainly because this, I think the Survivor Series main event was like him against a load of foreigners. But it's like crap foreigners, like Yokozuna. And I think Crush had just turned heel to become a Japanese sympathiser in 1993. One of the Quebecers, because the other one was injured. Might have been PCO, who's the star of the moment on the independent scene in America. And I can't remember the other one was. Oh, Ludwig Borger, the evil Finn. Because you had all these evil foreigners. Finland, Japan, Yokozuna from Hawaii, which is foreign. But he had all these crap feuds. Got to Royal Rumble. He and Bret Hart go over the top rope at the same time. So it's a draw. So they both get a match at WrestleMania. But by that point, everyone's started to like Bret Hart more than Lex Luger. He never got the world title.
Hmm.
So they wasted the opportunity.
But the thing is, the difference is that Roman has actually held the title
on yes.
like three occasions.
Man, yeah, well, that's why it's stupid, isn't it? Because he's had all those opportunities.
Yeah.
But they've never really made him the man.
I'm not saying that his matches aren't good. If anything, they're actually pretty decent. But I would rather watch other wrestlers get chances.
In those
now.
Three times he's won the title, how many times have you beaten Brock Lesnar?
None. Exactly, yeah.
But it's worth going back on the network and have a look at that just to see how things were different in 1993 and how things are still the same. I've got one more bit, but I'll leave it till you've done all your stuff.
Okay.
Oh, Boris Johnson's resigned. What a surprise.
Wow, Boris Johnson, what, live on the podcast?
Bozza, yeah. We'll get him on.
Yeah, I'll give him a ring. I'll drop him a DM.
You imagine he'd be a big wrestler.
Yeah, Boz, you're right, lad.
Boz.
Yeah, well, you know,
get someone in and you'll love it.
Okay.
Alexa
Richard.
Bush. I'm going to find Alexa Bush in New York.
Richard. Rey Mysterio has apparently signed a 2-year deal. Woo!
All right.
Now, this would feed into the whole pre-order business with the WWE 2K. He's like Goldberg was the available star, as was Sting, as was Kurt Angle, and now good old Ray, Booyaka 619. 2-year deal apparently could be starting from August the 1st. Might be SmackDown. I think he'd be better on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And, definitely deserves it. The shape he's in is incredible. How he's got into it, we don't want to
His son
ask.
Dominic's training as well, isn't he? Who you remember from that great angle years ago when they claimed he was actually Eddie Guerrero's son.
Hang on. Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, son Dominic. This was a ladder match for the right to be called Dominic's dad or something. Yeah.
So I've seen
that. Notorious.
He's taller than Rey now as well. Which makes it even better.
WWE have filed for a trademark regarding Dr. Shelby, of course. We talked about it earlier.
Dr. Shelby t-shirts, brilliant.
I think it means basically it's going to be, I don't know, like WWE like to own everything, don't they? So if it was successful and then they wanted to make shirts and stuff like that.
Of course.
There we go. Or they maybe make like a Dr. Shelby jokey. Well, yeah, probably. Or a jokey sort of therapy
thing,
yeah. I don't know what, but.
Yeah,
we'll stick with WWE for now.
All
right. And the final thing, WWE MSG. Now they always put on big shows, of course, because it's like them going home.
Yeah,
it is home, and I've loved finding out about like the history of like the territories and things like that, and how MSG was no one could touch it because Vince McMahon Senior had it.
Yeah, yeah.
Vince was he? No, he was
Vincent James.
James, that was
Vincent
it.
James McMahon.
Yeah, and Vince like you see photos of Vince when he was young. Ah, Vince when he was young, and he's.
Have I lent you Sex, Lies and Headlocks?
No, but you've got lent me a lot of things that I need to work on. But yeah,
you need to read this book because it's probably the best Vince McMahon biography there is because there aren't many of them.
Fair enough. So yeah, WWE MSG, they put on a big show. The Undertaker teamed up with Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns to defeat Baron Corbin, Elias and Kevin Owens. And obviously...
Your boy KO.
Yeah, my boy KO. And they win.
Yeah.
Undertaker, Tombstone, win, pin. But following it, The Undertaker is like staring down and does all that. Shake hands. The ultimate sign of respect from the dead man.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah, could this now mean that we see a bit more of Undertaker? Well, we're going to see him in Australia at the Super Showdown in, God, when is that? October. Triple H, the final encounter, even though we've already had that in Hell in a Cell. And we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
We'll see.
Super Showdown, what an original name.
It's such a shit name, isn't it? It's really poor.
It's like, you know, when you... Oh, I don't know. When I was younger, I liked book, even though I didn't know what booking was then. Like you, like dream cards of stuff, and you'd call it something like Super Showdown because you weren't like Dusty Rhodes who came up with names. You're just some kid in school. Did you ever do that?
What? Well, no.
No.
Sorry.
You don't have to these days because everyone's in the same company pretty much. All you'd have to do these days is like Kenny Omega versus half of the WWE roster and likewise, and that's it. There's no like mix-up. Oh, there's a new girl on HQ Quiz.
Anyway.
I'm trying to win money here, Tom. tell us about Japan because it was a big...
Well, no, one more bit of WWE news and it's been talked about for years apparently, hasn't it? Shaquille O'Neal wants to fight Big Show at WrestleMania. But Big Show got himself in shape for it and Shaquille O'Neal didn't. No, so, because I like Big Show, he's a lovely fella, seems absolutely, a nice guy. He wrestled a bit too long, took spots.
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble 2013, one of the highlights with him and Kane knocking everyone out.
No,
but like the Big Show, I doubt this match will happen.
Is Shaquille O'Neal still a thing?
He's in the new film called Uncle Drew, I think.
Right. But I've seen it advertised on ITV too.
Don't really care for it.
No. Well, I guess because I'm not a massive basketball person, I would rather eat me on vomit than watch it, to be honest, because it's a bit dull. But I just have no interest in it, so meh.
Yeah.
I know it sounds a bit, meh.
It does sound a bit meh, but whatever.
It's been a bit of a dramatic weekend, New Japan-wise. Because,
yes.
Serious injuries and such at the show.
The G1.
In San Francisco, For Hiroshi Tanahashi, we're big fans of.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's start with Kodik, who's apparently got a bit hurt, and he's taking time off for All In now, and All In is September. While I'm talking about All In, by the way, I was so happy to see this news. Kazuchika Okada versus Marty Skrull.
Yep.
I love both of them. I think that'll be a great match at All In. I don't know what the card's going to be. I don't know the full card actually yet. I don't think they've got anything major of the.
You've got.
I'll double check.
Nick Aldis versus Cody, haven't you? For the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, we got that, but the G1, Cody versus Kenny should be a good match. I think Cody's obviously what many people want him to have more 5-star matches, and obviously if he can do it against Kenny, that'd be great. I don't know how this one responded.
Not everyone's there to have 5-star matches.
No, but I think Cody wants to, is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, who else got injured, did you say?
No, I think it was just Takahashi and I got confused.
All right, okay.
Still don't know what's happened to him. It sounds like a broken neck and he's not out of hospital as of listening to Wrestling Observer Radio this morning.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to him. Hope he's all right. It looked like a good card, as always, for the boys on the New Japan circuit. G1 special, if you want to go watch it.
I don't know if I got the name wrong. I don't know if I said Hiromu Takahashi or not, but that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I got confused.
And that's it, I think.
Well, one thing...
Oh, you've got your one piece.
Yeah, one thing. You know, we used to do matches in the week. We don't do it anymore. Can't be bothered. But what has been found on a videotape this week is a 60-minute match between William Regal, Stephen As Was, and his now fellow WWE Performance Center trainer, Robbie Brookside, which was held in front of no fans at the WCW Power Plant, which was their performance center, if you will,
okay,
in the early 90s, which brought us Goldberg, and that's about it. But it's a match that's 60 minutes. Apparently it's really good. Shoot style, so well ahead of its time, in a sense. Well, kind of after it was in Japan, anyway. And who's the special guest referee? Fellow Power Plant trainee, Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, wow.
So it's a full hour-long match on YouTube, found on videotape. It's not the best quality, because it's all from one camera angle, but I'm going to give it a watch at some point and see how it goes, because apparently it's supposed to be really, really interesting. And that's all I've got.
Very good.
We've done well today. We've done 35 minutes, which to say nothing much has happened. Apart from Boris Johnson resigning, which you heard live on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any other matches regarding All In. But
Cody Rhodes has dyed his hair.
Very much looking forward to it. He's done it a few times.
He's got it black hair now.
Yeah, but he's done, he's done it a few times. So hopefully, I quite like it. But I want to see more of the ring. He's a good character. He's a good character.
I'll see more of Brandy. She's my favourite.
And on that note,
that bombs you.
Richard, for God's sake.
Hey, you enjoyed Lana watching the penalties on the Instagram.
No, you sent me that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
No. Yes. Right.
I was working. It came up on my phone. I was like, oh, what am I doing now? Oh.
Very good. All right. Adios.
So next week, it's we'll review Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank Rules.
Bye, everyone.
Extreme Chamber.
The Royal Chamber.
Extreme Chamber, that's something where that's if you had like a dominatrix gimmick, which they did have in WWE at one point, but they don't have anymore.
Royal Chamber in the Bank, it gets reviewed next week. Join us.
Podcast.
Bye.